Hello, my name is Catherine Bliss, and I am a senior fellow at CSIS and director of the Project on Global Water Policy. I am joined today by Mr. Chris Holmes, Global Water Coordinator at the United States Agency for International Development. The position of Global Water Coordinator is a new one at USAID, and Mr. Holmes assumed his duties in the spring of 2011. He is with me today to discuss recent developments on water programming at the agency and to share his vision for how USAID will focus its efforts on global water challenges in the future. Chris, thank you for joining me today.
Well, Catherine, thanks very much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Now, you assumed your duties as Global Water Coordinator, a new position for you and for USAID, about 6 months ago. Could you say a bit about the most rewarding and challenging aspects of the work so far and what your vision for the next 6 to 12 months might be?
Well, you know, there have been many rewards, but three really stand out in particular. The first is being part of an organization which has had such a significant impact, which AID has had in the water sector. From FY 2003 to 2010, AID has provided either first-time access or improved access to drinking water supply alone to more than 50 million people. And you know, AID has also provided either first-time or improved sanitation to just about over 39 million people. Thus, when you roll it all up over the past 8 years, AID, on the average, has provided almost 10 million people per year with access to either drinking water or sanitation. Now that in its own right is very satisfying, but really the kind of the second reward is in its own right the privilege of working with an agency-wide team of highly skilled, committed professionals, and with others within the U.S. government and in the implementing organizations, such as the many non-governmental organizations we work with throughout the developing world, who are equally skilled and passionate and committed. And then there's a third opportunity, which kind of goes to the core of one's beliefs, and that's the opportunity to make a difference. Now, my job at AID is really to help link the various efforts within AID together in different ways so that we have more leverage, more impact towards meeting the goals of saving and improving lives. And I do so that it's not just linking our activities within AID, but it's also looking for the linkages and the synergies with other U.S. government agencies and entities outside of AID in both the public and private sector. Let me just note to you that last Friday I delivered a presentation to some 500 people attending a UN International Water Forum. And you know, I was struck by how many people came up to me afterwards who told me they wanted to either work in the water sector or make some contribution to it. And how many who said to me, you know, Mr. Holmes, you have the best job in the world. And I've thought about that. And you know something? I feel just like they feel. I really have a wonderful job.
So as coordinator, you've been charged with integrating the agency's work on water, which is being carried out by many different bureaus and offices. Could you say a bit about the top three global water issues with which USAID is currently engaged? And then, you know, I'd ask you to say, you know, a bit about topics on which you anticipate the agency will become more involved in the years to come.
You know, water touches just about everything, so it's always tough to come down to a top three, but let me try on that. The top issues really relate to increasing water security, increasing water supply and quality, and in so doing, we are very focused on the relationship of water to three key targets set by President Obama and by Administrator Shaw, and those are improving food security, strengthening global health, and adapting to climate change, and again, how water basically integrates with those three objectives. Now, looking ahead, I anticipate that the agency will become more deeply engaged and more proficient at linking its water, food, climate, and health programs. And I think that also applies to programs that relate to the linkages between water and conflict. And additionally, with the efforts which the agency has made to strengthen its monitoring and evaluation, I believe AID will also have a far better understanding of what really in effect works and what does not work so that we build on our successes. And I think AID will also reap the benefit of its investment in science and technology development and application, where new approaches to saving and improving lives will come online at scale. You know, just recently we announced an entire new initiative AID, which is known as the Wash for Life Initiative. And this is an initiative where we and the Gates Foundation have entered into an effort to really seek great ideas from the public as to major problems that are affecting our ability to meet water needs in the WASH sector, and solutions. And as a matter of fact, I should note that the applications just for this program alone are due in by October 15th. And if people who are listening to this podcast are interested, all they have to do is type into their search engine, USAID, the name of the agency, U.S. Agency for International Development, and then just type in WASH for Life. Finally, there is a long-term investment that we're making in human resources, bringing on specialists from a wide range of disciplines. And I know AID will also reap the benefit of their work as these new employees, highly talented, increasingly make a contribution to the agency and developing world.
Thank you. Let me just end with one final question on kind of looking ahead to the future. As USAID looks to the future and anticipates interacting with a new generation of water specialists around the world, what are the skills that students in the United States and elsewhere around the world, those who are interested in contributing to the global water agenda, what are the skills that students should try to develop at this point in order to be in the best position to really move some of this work forward?
You know, water touches so many areas, and there are a wide range of individual skills that will be in demand at AID into the future related to different aspects of water, such as engineering or hydrology, marine resource management, political science, sociology, economics, linguistics, architecture, and more. The list goes on. But there are some core skills in my mind that stand out. The first is languages. Many languages, as many as you can have, is important. The second is economics. The third is a combination of problem analysis and systems thinking. That is so important because to approach the development of solutions to pressing global development needs, the gift that people have that are extraordinarily successful in this field are those who can in effect link the dots, see the interrelationships between a wide variety of factors that relate to both the problem and the solution. And then finally, I would say that the fourth is really a combination of leadership and a number of personal characteristics that are so important to both building programs and building up trust and positive working relationships with one's counterparts, not just within the U.S. government, and also with their counterparts and people whom we support and serve throughout the developing world.
I have been speaking this morning with Mr. Chris Holmes, Global Water Coordinator at the United States Agency for International Development, regarding the agency's current work on global water challenges and its outlook for future efforts on a broad range of global water issues. Chris Holmes, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thanks. It's been a great pleasure being here.